The following broadcast is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, September 28th, 1975. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. This is Sue Moran, your hostess on Music Time in Africa, welcoming you again for another program of traditional and popular African music, featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I'm glad you're joining me today for the second half of our music show of traditional songs from the Republic of Malagasy. Last week, we listened to the music of the Marina, the Sakalava, the Betsileo, the Antankaran peoples. There's such a large variety of peoples and cultures on the island of Madagascar that it would be impossible to feature all the types of music on one program. So today, I have recordings of songs and dance music of the Vezo, Antandroy, Masikoro, Mahafali, and the Antanosi. I'm sure you'll enjoy them, so stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. Among the Antandroy, it is believed that certain illnesses can only be cured after the intervention of a supernatural force known as the Kokolampo. During a ceremony which may last for several days, men and women sing near the sick person, while one of his relatives performs certain ritual movements in the expectation of being possessed by Kokolampo. In due course, the relative of the patient goes into a trance, a sign that Kokolampo has taken possession of him, and he utters some incoherent words and then calms down. A healer, in whose presence all this takes place, then interprets the words dictated by Kokolampo, indicating how the patient should be treated. Here now is an extract from the songs performed during one of these sessions, before the arrival of Kokolampo. The men and women are in a crouching position. A male soloist emits a musical phrase which is taken up by a mixed choir. The musical phrase is repeated several times. The group then begins to clap hands against their thighs. The shrill, penetrating voice of a woman is heard, while the choral group performs a kind of rhythmic snoring, produced by a series of gasping sounds, accompanied by head and arm movements.
Hey,
is a song performed during healing ceremonies practiced by the Antandroy in Madagascar. This next tune now is from the Masikoro people. It is unusual in that it consists of alternate instrumental and choral sections, the musicians themselves forming the choir. Although this type of music may be heard in other circumstances, it is usually performed by young people traveling in groups from one village to another. In this particular case, the men are 7 in number, and each of them blows a kiloloka, a bamboo whistle which has a mouthpiece and is closed at the extremity. Each kiloloko produces only one sound, so that the sequence is divided among all 7 players. Throughout the island of Madagascar, there are 3 main types of performance by traditional musicians: the singing of bardic songs, funeral music, and music for ceremonies. These performances are the business of music specialists, who have a particular and important function in their various communities. Ceremonial musicians are in great demand for various ritual occasions, and they always play in troops. And usually large choral groups of women take part in the ceremonial functions, too. Our recording now comes from the southern part of the island, from the Vezo, who are known as the fishermen among the various peoples living in the south. A woman sings and is answered by a choir of women in a song intended to encourage those who are about to be circumcised, Nambotse.
Yeah, 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 oh yeah, yo, yeah, 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 yeah,
The Masi Koro, along with the Bara and the various Sakalava groups of people, live in the savanna of the central and central western semi-desert regions of the country. Women also play an important role in the music of the Masi Koro. Often one can see two women sitting close together and playing a katiboki, a leg xylophone, either for their own amusement or to make the young children dance. Several bars of wood, which are tuned differently, are placed crosswise on the outstretched legs of one of the women. Both women play simultaneously with a pair of wooden sticks, one striking the bars in the middle and the other on the edges. The woman who has the wooden bars on her legs plays the main part, while her companion performs a drone accompaniment. The number of bars and their arrangement vary according to the piece being played. In this recording, the katiboki consists of 7 notes. Thank you. the katiboke, a leg xylophone played by two Masikoro women. Among the Masikoro, who live in the southern part of Madagascar, the Malagasy Republic, it is great occasion for festivities during circumcision ceremonies. These festivities usually precede the actual circumcision rites, and the music is generally performed by women. Here, a group of Masikoro women sing the Kolondoi, a special pre-circumcision song. A group of women alternates with a woman soloist and clap their hands in accompaniment. Completing the ensemble is a man playing an instrument called the antsiva, a large, spiral-shaped conch. That is, a seashell held transversely and played like a horn. Our music man, Leo Sarkisian, asked me to include this recording on today's program of Malagasy Music. It features a blind Antandroy musician, Mahatranga, a troubadour who goes about singing his folk songs and accompanying himself on an empty petrol can. However, Mahatranga has several techniques. He may sing with his head inside the petrol can, which rests on his shoulders, at the same time beating the sides of the can with his hands. Alternatively, with his mouth close to the opening of the can, beating the sides with his hands. Or, finally, with his cheek against one side of the can. The latter method is the one used here, in this recording, to interpret in his own particular style an Antonosi tune which is normally sung to the accompaniment of the valija, the famous string zither of the Malgache. An interesting musical instrument of the Masikoro is the jejolava, made from a metal string stretched between the two ends of a long wooden pole. A coconut resonator fixed near one end of the pole completes the instrument. In order to play the instrument, the musician holds the bow in his left hand, pressing the resonator against his stomach. The musician sets the string in motion by striking it with a wooden stick in his right hand. A choral group of young Masikoro men and women performs a folk tune accompanied by two jejolava bows in this next recording. In addition to the clapping by the girls, there is a metal whistle and an ansiva horn that join the ensemble.
Hey!
And that's it for today, dear friends. The final number on today's program of music from the Malagasy Republic. Hope you enjoyed the recordings. If you've been listening to Music Time in Africa regularly and enjoy the recordings I select each week, do drop me a line. I'd love hearing from you. My address is African Service, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., USA. This is Sue Moran saying so long for now. Have a nice week, and hope you'll be joining me again at the same time next week for more popular and traditional African music on Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa Service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of the same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 13, 16, 19, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.